Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, this is Behind the Steel Curtain editor Dave Schofield coming at you with the Mike Tomlin press conference recap podcast. It's on Thursday because that is when they run these press conferences during the preseason, mainly because Coach Tomlin speaks every day after training camp. It might not just be the preseason. It might be specifically training camp. We'll have to see what the schedule looks like next week as the Steelers are breaking camp tomorrow, Friday, August 19th. Then they'll head to Jacksonville, play their game Saturday night on the 20th. And when they return, they will be back practicing to close practices at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex on the south side. So today is the last training camp practice. They're about ready to get things going on the field. But first, we're going to be talking about Coach Tomlin's press conference, which if you're someone who likes to catch these live, either on Steelers.com, on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, yeah, even though their PR department put out the press release that it would be broadcast on all these channels, it was not. That's actually why I'm coming at you a little bit later, because the press conference was not out there live. So maybe you've caught it since then, or maybe you're just tuning into this podcast in order to know what happened. Either way, here we go. Let's dive in. There was a lot. I mean, a lot. For those of you that check out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. And if you are engaging in the articles, one of the articles I do every day after Coach Tomlin speaks is a Players Mentioned article. I've done it for several years because people like them, not because I necessarily like writing them. I do them for you all. It's not that I don't like writing them. I shouldn't say it that way either. But I fully expect it to be, I think it might even be 20 players. I think they will be the most number I've ever had for a Players Mentioned article in three seasons, because there was a... Tom's excited for the next opportunity. He expects a jump from game one to game two in the preseason. He's excited to go on the road. That he said, utilizing something like the silent count. That's something they're going to be working on at practice on Thursday, he said, later that day, that they would be working on that because he likes going into a hostile environment. But I'm sorry, I tell you this, Coach T, I don't think it's going to be a hostile environment. I think you're going to get a lot of Steelers fans there. It might be more like a home game. But we'll see. He's excited that Jacksonville's a week ahead of them. It's just like the Steelers were last year when they played in the Hall of Fame game. They had four preseason games. They were on a different schedule than other teams. Now they're playing a team that's on a different schedule, but it's that team that's ahead. I think Coach Tomlin's liking this and is thinking he's going to see a little bit more from Jacksonville than he would have if he was playing a team that didn't play in that Hall of Fame game. So I completely understand that. He said there's more game planning, but not significant game planning for this one, which makes sense, more than what they did before, but it's still nowhere close to like the regular season. He outlined the quarterback order. This is the one thing a lot of people were looking at. He's like, all three are going to play. Once again, no mention of Chris Oladokun. But he said all three will play. It's going to start off with Mitch Trubisky, then it will go Kenny Pickett, and then it will go Mason. He said all three of them have performed well, but the main thing is he wants to see Kenny Pickett getting more varsity action. He wants to see him with going against what he believes will be a tougher defense, and also more of the significant players for the Steelers. And there's a little bit more about that later in the question and answer portion. He said that it's also because he's excited to see about with the quarterbacks, because Jacksonville has a high quality pass rush. So he wants to see, you know, these guys in a live pocket. He mentioned that last week, and he wants to see that again this game. This is where they really get a live pocket. Even it was reported in yesterday's training camp practice that the Coach Tomlin had, you know, Kenny, get rid of the ball, because he scrambled, created a pass, you know, completed a pass, but he would have been sacked on the play if it would have really been a live pocket. He says that all players that are healthy are scheduled to play. How much is to be determined? He used Anthony Miller and Calvin Austin III as examples of what happened last week when they were both injured on Friday. So they had no idea when he spoke to the press that that was going to be, that those players weren't going to play. And says that this is a quote that he said. He says, we have a hardcore plan, but remain light on our feet. That's exactly what Coach Tomlin said about it, that, you know, they have a plan of how they're going to move stuff, but they're going to change it. For example, it depends. I mean, if the Steelers come out with two fantastic offensive long drives to start the game, that might be it. If the defense is getting off the field really quick and the offense is getting lots of opportunity in the first quarter, it's hard to say how it's going to play out. Game situations are really going to dictate on when they switch players. They're not going to set it for one certain thing. So then he went into the question and answer period, and boy, was there a lot. The question was of, you know, Mitch Trubisky wants to play two series. More than two series like he did last game. He was quoted as saying that. Coach Tom was asked about it. He says, we're playing it by ear. That's what he said. So which was pretty interesting to know. And said that's just the mentality we have. He asked about expectations for the team this season, and he's like, he's living for the day. He just wants them to have a good practice that afternoon. Lots of questions about Najee Harris. Asked about his coming back from injury and how Najee was saying that, you know, he wants to play in some preseason action. He's like, I'd like him to as well. Once again, it's the whole having the door open. But we'll see about it. He included Chase Claypool on that. Okay. And he agreed that he wants to see him get carries, as I said. So he wasn't talking about, and someone was asking about star players. He's like, young players. Yeah, young players. That's what he keeps talking about with Najee. Man, they kept asking a bunch of questions about Najee Harris. So then he was get out there doing extra laps. Oh, this was the question. This was a weird situation. Someone was saying when Najee was out there getting extra cardio, that Coach Tomlin said to him that he reminded him of another back from the Steelers, but Najee couldn't remember who it was Coach Tomlin said. So they asked Coach Tomlin who the back was, if he would mind sharing. His answer is, I would mind sharing. He likes to keep those I want to keep that conversation between us. Almost seemed a little tick that Najee was talking about it, if you really read into to how he was saying it. But Coach Tomlin, that was a question he did not appreciate. Then a question about Kenny Pickett going against a more varsity defense. They asked him if that meant that was going to be the offensive line, the Steelers offensive line as well. And he said that they'll probably keep some more in there a little bit longer to get them some work with multiple quarterbacks. That's definitely a possibility. But once again, they have a plan, but they're light on their feet. Then he was asked about more Najee Harris, about the depth behind Najee Harris with Jalen Warren and Anthony McFarland. He said he thought they did a nice job last week, but got to do it again. Got to do it again. He called it incomplete. Which is really how you think about it. They've played one out of three preseason games. If you really want to know, right now everything's almost an incomplete because you've only got a third of what you're trying to gather from people. So that's a good way to look at it. Was asked about Gunnar O, and you know, brought in as a kick returner, but is he carving out a role as a wide receiver? He said, yeah, he is, and that he said, talked about his toughness over and over again. Mentioned that a couple times when he answered that question. Then he was asked about the guards. You know, Kevin almost mixed up the first names of both of them. Kendrick Green and Kevin Dotson. He says that Green's got a lot more of the work based on availability. And he was then asked a follow-up of who was going to start, and he said that it's going to be Kendrick Green, probably based on availability, because Kevin Dotson got dinged up again this week. He said Calvin Austin III will not play. He would really like to see him get some action in the third game, but this was about if he's going to play at all. He's just on an injury projection that he's not going to play this week. So that's someone that he did say specifically. Another question was about the quarterbacks. Sometimes I don't like it when they get some player interviews before the press conference and then go ask Coach Tomlin about all those things the players said. That's not normally the timing of how this stuff works. You don't hear much from the players other than what they say right after a game until you then hear from Coach Tomlin. This kind of almost, I don't know. It just didn't seem – kind of seemed like some of these guys are going to get in trouble. I don't know. That's just kind of the thing that I got. They were talking about it was Mason Rudolph about, you know, how he said – they asked him if he'd like to get more first-team reps. He's like, yeah, I'd like to get more first-team reps. That's just kind of, you know, what you want to do, but this is how we're working it. And so, of course, they come to Coach Tomlin. Mason was saying how he'd like to see more first-team reps. I mean, it's just they're taking, hopefully you understand what I'm trying to say. They're asking a specific question about a player right before they go talk to Coach Tomlin, and they're taking his answer like they're bringing it up. Anyway, I didn't even hear the whole thing with Mason Rudolph. That's just kind of how I envisioned this all playing out. Maybe it wasn't that way. Maybe Mason brought it up, but I'm pretty sure it was because he was asked the question. And he said, how do you balance egos? It's how he was asked about the question after they say that. He's like, there are no egos. He's like, these guys have done a great job. So obviously everyone wants significant reps. That's just how it goes. Then he was asked about, you know, finishing up at St. Vincent College, the value that they have when they weren't there over the last 2 years. He's like, there's no question. The question is, how do you measure what you got from it? There's not really a good way to measure it. He says it's immeasurable, but there's a lot of value to it. That's the best way he said it there. So the next one was about it seemed like they were going to talk about the slot receivers, but it was the turn about the slot corners and how those corners are then played out in the evolving NFL. And if he has the players capable to do it, he's like, there's a whole bunch of different nickel packages and it's part of the evolution of the game. Then he specifically said, you know, Millett and Carl Joseph were the rundown nickels. Now Carl Joseph is on the IR. He's like, Cam Sutton, Trey Norwood, they were the pass down nickel guys. Then there was the big nickel, which was Miles Killebrew, that there's so many different things and they have guys that can help with all of those, which is a really nice thing to have. He was asked if Devin Bush is going to be the three down linebacker or if it's to be determined. And he said to be determined. He did say he likes the work they're giving them, which some people may or may not like that answer. Then he was asked about the competition. I know this is a lot. This was a big press conference. He was asked about the competition between Akella Witherspoon and Levi Wallace at starting corner. And he's saying they're both going to play a role in this defense. And they're continuing to watch it. Then, of course, it comes back to Najee Harris talking about Kenny Pickett and says that he's seen a drastic jump in him from rookie minicamp to now. And Coach Tom's like, yeah, that's what you would expect someone to make as a professional from rookie minicamp to the last week of training camp. Like, it's almost like, come on, duh. Then he was asked a nice question that he seemed to really like to answer these last couple ones. Or at least these two here before we get to the last one. I can't remember. The last one is right now. It was about, you know, like we asked you about the quarterbacks and the young players. What about veterans that have been around for a while? I think it was Kabali that was asking this question. He's like, what about Minkah Fitzpatrick? What has he shown you that you didn't know? And what type of camp has he had? And he's like, he just was able to just gush about one of his vets, which was a really nice question for him to be able to answer finally. He says, Minkah's a serious competitor. Was the main thing he talks about. He said he's always wants into practice. He wants in every drill. He wants to take on the wide receivers. He wants to tackle the running backs. He just wants to get out there and play football. Then he was asked a follow-up about that, which was Minkah and Najee Harris said they're usually the last two guys on the field at the end of practice. And he was asked if that was an Alabama thing. This is what he said. I want to quote this exactly. He says, it's probably because Minkah makes him. Minkah's kind of a big bro. He's known him since he was 18. And he said, those still waters run deep, is what he had said. Which I thought was pretty interesting. And then the final question of the press conference was about it being going from four games to three games and using the formula from the past and how that's going to be this year. And he's basically saying there's not a clear transition when you're down to only three games that he's trying to fit things in. It's more of an evolution of how things are going. There's not a template. Of what exactly they're doing. They're going to play guys for as long as they feel like they need to play guys. It's not like the third game is going to be the dress rehearsal like before, but the third game could be the dress rehearsal. It's just one of those things that they've got to play it how it goes. It's new to them, and they're kind of figuring out as they go. Or the way I even read it is, we have an idea. We might not follow that idea, so we're not telling you the idea. That's what I take from Coach Tomlin, and I like it because that's kind of how they have to work. Wow, this was a lot. This was a lot to take in from this press conference. Lots of players discussed, lots of things talked about. It's the last one of training camp. Hey, make sure you are tuning in to Behind the Steel Curtain for not just on the editorial side at the website, but also all our podcasts that we have to offer. I had my Stat Geek this morning and a little quote-unquote interview with Mike Tomlin, if you didn't check that out. Then, of course, the always ever fun What Yin's Talking About, which I was kind of plugging on my show as well. Make sure if you're just stumbling onto this and you're not sure, tonight, live on YouTube, probably, you know, around 8:45 is when we generally go, the Steelers preview. It is back, previewing games. We get to preview another game. Make sure you check that one out. We will have another post-game show Saturday night after the game, after Coach Tomlin's press conference. We take care of the press conference, especially for those who want to listen to that before we go live. And just make sure you check it out, everything. And if to finish things off here, we always have to finish it this way as the Steelers are finishing up at La Trobe, at St. Vincent College, head to Jacksonville, then back into more of a routine of kind of what they'll start to get into throughout the season. We're really excited about it. Want to see this team on the field so we can say how we always finish it, go Steelers.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.